We continue our series of candidate interviews here on News Radio KMAN, and we're talking today in the District 2 Riley County Commission contest. The Republican candidate there is Greg McKinley of Riley, and good to have you on again. We'll talk a little bit here about your campaign. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for inviting me. Good to get a chance to talk, get the word out to people.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting into kind of the closing days here of the campaign. How do you feel overall about your ability here to get to know people here and kind of tell them about your values?
Well, I've had a good response out talking to people, and got to meet a lot of people. Actually, it's been fun. And you run into people that, oh yeah, I knew him 20 years ago. Haven't seen him forever. And reconnect with some people and meeting new people and. Just talking to people about what's going on in the county. It's been a good part of the campaign.
Very good. Well, let's assume election day comes, and we're not sure if we're going to have results on election night, but let's assume we do here, and you get through, and you're elected to the county commission. What's going to be your first goal here when you get in there in January?
One of the first things, I think, and there's been a lot of talk about opening up the meetings a little more, trying to get a method for people to be able to post questions to the commissioners, from remote. You can always go in and speak to the commissioners at the start of the meeting, find a way to do that, and, maybe tighten up the meetings a little bit and just, mainly getting them open. Open a little more. That's something obviously a lot of people have talked about, and that's something that we should be able to get done relatively soon.
All right. As far as the county budget here and spending, it's going to be impacted here more than likely in 2021, just due to everything that's gone on here in 2020. How do you see the county continuing to provide the level of services that the public demands, even though that some of the revenues may not be there?
And from what I've watched on the budget this year, because of course the budget for next year is already set, and they've tried to allow for that. Nobody knows for sure how things are going to shake out, but they've tried to keep costs back for next year in anticipation of any reduced income. One of the things they did, was they froze everybody's salaries, no cost of living or steps. They, kept everybody's salary the same. And actually, the commissioners took a 20% cut. So trying to control costs and just make sure any new construction projects or everything, not to get started on those until we know what the income's coming in. Everybody's hoping after the first of the year, if they start getting some vaccines and different things, that, it'll be easier to start opening up stuff. But you can't plan on that. You hope for that, but you can't plan on it. You got to, assume the worst for now and then hope things get better.
Gotcha. Well, I know one of the things you're passionate about is EMS and improving the response times up, especially in the North County. How do you intend to work on that here in 2021? And what's your plan, I suppose?
That is one of the things. Eventual plan is to get an ambulance station, I think, in Leonardville or in the Leonardville area. Would be pretty central to the North County area to cut down from 40 and 45 minute response times to the corners to at most 20 minute, and obviously less for some of the other areas. Obviously it's not something you can do right away. You have to start planning for it. Maybe start putting money away to, for a new station. I've talked Pat Collins, and I don't remember now, he had talked about a system of putting, instead of full ambulances, you can get some kind of a first responder trained person they're not trained to the other level and not a full ambulance, you know, like a Suburban with some stuff, so you can get, so they can get there immediate, you know, much quicker while the ambulance is coming to help improve things that way. You know, as a first step. Also, for another part of the EMS problem, the existing headquarters is way undersized. They've got a lot of problems in that building. And I even had gotten a copy of, they had a meeting in 2013 of facilities, and, you know, with all the departments, and they said the number one problem, number one facility that had to be taken care of in the next year was a new ambulance headquarters. That was 7 years ago, and they have started putting, they have some money put away in the capital improvements for it, but they haven't, I mean, that's something also we need to start on, you know, for the ambulance service too. That's not just for our area, but for the whole county. They need improvements there.
Yeah. And in terms of upgrading that, do you think it would be better suited to renovate the current facility or maybe build new and maybe have something on the north side of Manhattan? Would that be a better solution maybe?
Yeah, I think from my understanding, and I haven't been in, my understanding, there's really just not room where they are or really room to expand it. Just doesn't work, but they need to find a new place to put one, you know, to move the headquarters out, give it more room, because the existing facility just doesn't, poorly arranged and no room really for expansion that's needed. So I think we're going to need to, we'll have to find a new place to move it.
Okay. And speaking with Greg McKinley, candidate here for District 2 in the Riley County Commission race. As far as relationships here between Riley County and the city of Manhattan, how will you go about trying to keep those, you know, amicable and maybe improving relationships between the two entities?
I don't, you know, I think you just have to start, you know, and it's easy for me to say, you know, trying to work together better. I don't know, just meeting with them more, you know, to discuss things, because you're right. Right now it seems to be on several different things. It seems to be a battle between them that doesn't serve anyone. That and as far as, I don't know exactly what needs to be done to improve that, you know, and they do have joint meetings. Although the last one, because I watched, I think it was a month or so ago, they had one, but only about, you know, only about half of the people showed up from each one. Everybody needs to show up, you know, to go over stuff and work towards common goals. You know, obviously the sales tax thing is a problem if that passes that the county will have to deal with.
Yeah.
And there's a few other things too that I know of, but just have to start meeting with those people, and try to work together instead. For some reason, it seems to be a battle right now.
All right. As far as I know, that one particular place that the city and the county have been a little bit at odds at in the past has been how the budget for the Riley County Police Department is divided. I think it's currently 80-20, with Riley County paying the 20%. Do you think that's something that could or should be altered?
I don't think so, and I haven't gotten too far into it, but what I've looked at it, it seems about right, although the county does have all of the, county has to build all the buildings, and then the other costs are split up, and people said, well, you know, the county's getting, you know, people out in the county don't get the same service as the people, you know, the county, people in the county aren't going to pay the same, because within Manhattan, you're getting police protection. In the county, in effect, you're getting sheriff type protection. And I've talked to the people in the RCPD, you know, if you're in Manhattan, you're probably never more than a mile or two away from one police vehicle, or if not two. In the county, you're usually at best 5 or 10 miles away from the nearest one. And I'm not saying they need to improve it so they've got a station every corner in the county, but the county shouldn't be expected to pay the same amount as the city does because we're not getting the same service. And, but I will say the service in the North County area has improved quite a bit with Director Butler. He's been very positive and in making sure the county areas get served, keeping the same officers out here longer so we get to know them better and stuff. So, you know, I think it's been working pretty fine now.
Certainly in a unique situation as the only county in the state that operates that way. As far as anything else maybe I haven't asked here that you want to make sure just to let your constituents know here before the election?
I can't think of anything in particular that, you know, I just am looking forward to working for the people to get this, you know, to keep the county going. I think the county overall is in good shape. Of course, the COVID affects everybody, and until that seems to be kind of the hanging over everybody's head until we get something settled on that. The county, I think, has done a good job so far. You know, the money they've got in, they've helped use for the county and city governments, but they've also, you know, designated quite a bit of it to the small business owners, which I'm sure there's some of those, you know, that have had to use that money just to keep the doors open. With the numbers down in all businesses, but they certainly struggled, and we need to keep, you know, make sure we keep doing that, keeping the existing businesses running. That you know, because they keep saying there might be another round of money coming from the feds, that we'll have to make sure that gets out to the businesses too.
Yeah, interesting times we're living in for sure. Obviously going to be no easy task for anyone, whoever's elected. So, well, kudos to you guys, all of you that have been running, and we appreciate you taking the time here to do a quick interview with us, and good luck on Tuesday night.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brandon.